I would like people to know and understand that women that fall into prostitution are always somebody's daughter, somebody's mother, somebody's sister. And it's always certain circumstances that's put them there. They've not actually grown up and thought, oh, I'll be a prostitute when I get older and whatever. You know, it's always certain circumstances, whether it's poverty, whether it's abuse, you know, whether it's trafficking, you know, that women get put into these situations and you know, it just becomes a way of life to that woman, and not to prejudge them. I think that people that can help charities like Door of Hope in such ways as giving women more choices, more opportunities in employment and better employment, more volunteers, because I first knew of Door of Hope through volunteer outreach workers on the streets coming around with condoms, somebody to talk to, a hot drink, giving out me their number to get in touch with them when they're not there, on the street doing the outreach, and just for people to understand that it's not something that a woman plans, and it's not even just women that are involved in prostitution, women that are living in poverty that may get drawn into prostitution or other things. That, you know, can lead them into trouble, just for more choices and a lot more good employment to give them good skills to be able to do things better for themselves. And if they're doing things better than for themselves, they're able to help other women along with them. Yeah.